Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Comic-Con Stars. This December 15th edition is coming to you live from the Port City Yule Ball being held at Grace on 2nd in Wilmington, North Carolina. This is Dr. John, and we've got all the stars and superstars of the Comic-Con world here, at least in our area, and a lot of guests, and we'll be talking to them tonight. We are here at Grace on 2nd in Wilmington, and we'll have a lot of activities starting at about 9:45. So if you're in the Wilmington area, be sure to come by and see us. Right now, I'd like to talk to a young gentleman who has been the master of ceremonies for the Cape Fear Comic-Con now this past year. He's from North Myrtle Beach, and this is Miller Edgeworth. And Miller, I'd like for you to tell everybody just a little bit about you and how we got started in this, how you actually met up with us, and then hand it back to me.
All right, John. So we first met whenever I was doing the Winter Wonderland. It was a great gig. I was on top of the stage with a bunch of other people, and you came to me and you said, "Miller, I really liked you up there, and you were the best one that I saw." You thought I was a real star, and I thought I was great, pretty awesome. You came to me and said you wanted to do these Comic-Cons, and from then on, we've done quite a few, and it's been great. I've done, you know, local school stuff, community theater, and it's all been great. I had an agent for a while and had a great time with everything I've done, but I have to say that my most favorite times have been with you, John. It's been a great experience.
Well, thanks a lot, Miller. Certainly appreciate those kind words. We've enjoyed having you, and in about 35 minutes, you're going to go on as the first host of the Port City Yule Ball. Thanks a lot, and I'm going to walk around and talk to a few more people. We've got the guys from Sword Circle from Fayetteville, North Carolina. What an unusual and interesting group of people. First of all, since he's standing right here, I want us to talk with Jeremy Hodgson. Jeremy, say hello and tell a little bit about how we met and what you guys do, and then we'll move over to Alex.
Good day, lords and ladies. My name is Jeremy Hodgson with Sword Circle LLC, and basically we do medieval art, anything that has to do with medieval life, medieval times. We focus on sword fighting, archery, mixed martial arts, things like that, but we also do arts and crafts like candle making. We also have a equestrian arts program that we do where we teach horseback riding and horseback archery and jousting and things like that. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeremy. It's good to have you here. And right now here is Alex Foster. And Alex, tell us a little bit about how you're dressed tonight and what you do.
Thank you, John. Yeah, I am Alex Foster, owner of Sword Circle LLC, and I am dressed up in my live steel armor set here. We're going to be performing a demonstration, a little bit of showing and teaching of how combat necessarily was taught in the medieval ages and how important it was on hand-to-hand combat and on sword-to-sword, weapon-to-weapon. And that's what we kind of want to do with our program as well, as far as coming out here, is to show and provide the education to the newer generations and to help preserve the art that we have. So this is what we're looking to keep on doing here, and we're hoping to bring a crowd out now, John, so we can go ahead and, again, provide that education. We're doing it with the horseback riding here soon. We've been around now since 2014 is when we officially became started, and from here till now we're located in Garner, and we're looking to go up across the East Coast, providing these demonstrations, these shows, these classes, these programs. That way, you know, this is something we can keep on doing here now. And so we're out here now getting ready for the demo. I've got the live steel armor on and everything right now. So we're going to really try to bring a crowd in tonight with me and Jeremy. And we're going to do a little bit more with this hand-to-hand stuff tonight on stage here. Can't remember the name of the restaurant here. But John's got all the information listed on. And then we'll get the details and everything to you soon. But if you guys are looking for a great time to come on out, please come forward. We've got a little bit of a show we're doing now. I believe we'll be on about 9:30 or so. And if you guys have anything question medieval related, that's what we're here for. So we do appreciate it, John.
Thanks a lot. We're certainly glad to have you here at the first annual Port City Yule Ball. Now, last week I had on a fellow, Josh Petty, who is the lead singer for the Mad Hatters, a great band from here in Wilmington. Enjoy them a lot. And Josh just handed me something, and it says, "Gray Matters." And that sounds cool. This is a really great fanzine. or a magazine. I'm calling a magazine. And I've got Andrew Kane here and Josh. So I'm going to hand the phone off, first of all, to Josh, since he was on last week, to tell us a little bit about this, and then he's going to hand it right over to Andrew. Josh, how's it going tonight?
It's doing great, man. Thank you for having us. How are you doing? Anyways, we're talking about Gray Matters, and we're just here for the Christmas time. We just released it. This is our quiet release, also Rap Party, because we just got the first prints today. I'm here with Andrew Kane.
Hey, how's it going?
And we're basically just wanting to tell everybody that we're just trying to put the scenes together and connect the dots, because there's a lot of things going on, but 208 miles isn't that short to drive, but all of a sudden you won't even hear about the bands that are currently going on there, or the music, or the arts, or the writing that is going on there. And there's so much going on, so this zine, is we're putting it out to connect the dots and put everybody together.
Josh, thanks a lot. There are a lot of dots to connect, especially here in this great art town of Wilmington, North Carolina. It's a little bit loud, but I'm going to walk downstairs, and I'm going to go over to the table with Andy Bonesteel, and I'm going to bring him back here, and I'm going to talk to Andy just a little bit. I'd like for everyone to meet him. He is the artist. He's been at the Cape Fear Comic Con, and he was selected out of all the artists that we know to do the illustration for Was the Night Before Comic-Con Christmas. And Andy, I know you were on with us last time, but just recap for everybody what you've done for us and tell them a little bit about your art. You're a fantastic artist.
Oh, thank you so much, John. Good to be here. What we did a little bit of art for the Was the Night Before Comic-Con Christmas. Just did some black and white illustrations. Came out to be like 4 or 5 pages long, about 17 panels worth. We're going to present it here. Papa Stroh is going to be out here, and he's going to narrate it for us. So should be a good time. Also have my book, Damien Shadow, out. That revolves around a dark magic and murder mystery. And that came out in October. Pretty pumped about how that's coming out and selling well. You should come out and check us out.
Andy, thanks a lot. You've done a great job, especially on Twas the Night Before Comic-Con Christmas. We're going to be previewing this tonight, and then we're going to have a little bit more expanded version for everyone to see here in a couple of months. So I'm really looking forward to everyone having a chance to see your great work, and it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Our next guest is Papa Stroh Maestro. He is finishing up a sandwich, and he'll be back here in just a minute. But we've got tonight, the lineup is, of course, Papa Stroh. He's Santa Claus tonight. We've got Josh Petty and the Mad Hatters. They're here. We have Andy Bonesteel. We have Alex Sinesi. He's over here at a table. I'm going to see if I can grab Alex just a minute. He's going to come back and talk a little bit about his project, Baphomet. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand the phone to Alex and just tell everybody at our Christmas party here a little bit about how things are going.
Hey, how's it going? We're here at Grayson's on 2nd, just having a great time, getting ready to watch the Night Before Comic-Con Christmas. And I still appreciate John having me out. Just been busy editing Baphomet, my first feature film. It's been going so great. Really been enjoying the whole process, and can't wait to show some people some footage. And here, back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Alex. We're glad to have you out here. You brought some guests, and we're just going to have a marvelous time. Now I'm going to ask Papa Stroh Maestro, can you say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody. How you doing? Hope you guys are doing well. We're at the Port City Yule Ball tonight. It's going to be an amazing evening, and I wish you all can come join us. It's going to be great. And Merry Christmas to everybody.
And thank you, kind sir. It's always good to have Papa Stroh Maestro here, the United States heavyweight champion of GXW Wrestling. So we're going to shut down tonight's special edition live from the Cape Fear Comic Con as it's presenting the Port City Yule Ball. And we're going to have a great time. If you're in the Wilmington area, drop by at Grace on 2nd. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week. Our guest is Reverend Hector Murray, talking about faith and fandom, his wonderful series of books, kind of a perfect thing for the Christmas season. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.